An Eastern Iowa conservation group is taking an unconventional approach to tracking rare turtles on its land. Iowa Public Radio tagged along with a man who's trained his hunting dogs to find the reptiles for researchers. IPR's Kate Payne reports counting the creatures will help conservationists manage the land better.
It's a cool morning on a nature preserve owned by Burr Oak Land Trust in Johnson County. I'm scouring a shady hillside for turtles with John Rucker and his four Boykin Spaniels.
Yeah, fine turtle. Did I tell you I'm the only person in the world that does this?
Rucker travels the country with his specially trained hunting dogs, helping scientists find turtles.
This is Rooster. This is Jenny Wren. She's the one that gives me my litters. And that's Mink. No, that's Jaybird. And that's Mink.
We make our way through the undergrowth, checking in brush piles and under old logs. When the dogs find a turtle, they'll pick it up and bring it back to be counted.
You will notice that as soon as they strike the scent trail, the tails will start wagging furiously, and then their whole demeanor becomes extremely excitable.
Citizen conservationist Judy Felder is one of the volunteers out hunting today.
It's sort of like a religion for me. Nature is important, and somebody has to defend it, protect it, preserve it.
Today we're looking for ornate box turtles. They're about 4 to 5 inches across with yellow markings.
It's wonderful to hold one. They're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous. And the feel of their shell is, you know, I really hope we find one.
Ornate box turtles are a remnant species of the country's vast prairies, where they co-evolved with wild bison. When European settlers plowed the grasslands, the turtles lost nearly all of their habitat. Now they're considered threatened in Iowa.
We try to manage our properties with the most vulnerable species in mind, and these turtles are the most vulnerable species.
That's Jason Taylor, a property steward for the Land Trust. He hopes to restore this site to what it looked like pre-settlement, a sunny, open grassland dotted with oak trees and periodically burned by prairie fires. How many ornate box turtles are found here will help Taylor decide how to manage the area.
There are a number of different things that we're going to do simply because we have known presence of these turtles, as opposed to on other properties where we would be able to mow, we would be able to burn during growing season, we'd be able to do all these additional things.
We don't have any luck finding turtles on our first day due to the chilly temperatures. Later in the week, we go to a sunnier stretch of sand prairie in another part of Johnson County.
Find me a turtle. Jason, we're watching this dog here. She's acting interested in something.
It's a beautiful, clear day, and the dogs are on a roll.
Got one right here.
John.
Hey,
we got a turtle.
That dog's got one.
Volunteers are scooping them up, IDing them, and holding on to some for further research at Cornell College.
Good girl, Mike. Come on, girly.
It may seem like a lot of effort for a couple of relatively small creatures, but Rucker says the loss of even a single species can upset the balance of an ecosystem.
Okay, so it's like if you have a symphony orchestra and the richness and the beauty and the depth of the sound comes from many different types of instruments, the woodwinds, the strings, the percussion. And the natural world is just like that. For every species that winks out, not only is it less beautiful, but it's all interdependent.
Seeing ecosystems regain that biodiversity is breathtaking, Rucker says. He tells me about looking out on a stretch of prairie after a summer rainstorm.
The smell of the tall grass prairie was overpoweringly beautiful, and to see the turtle dogs catching ornate box turtles within sight of wild bison herds after a summer rainstorm was it almost makes you want to just weep to think of all that we have lost and what it would have been like 200 years ago.
With the help of Rucker and his turtle dogs, Burr Oak Land Trust is trying to bring back some of what we've lost. I'm Kate Payne, Iowa Public Radio News.